Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train, or in this case, talk to other people in this car going to GDC. I will talk more about the premise of this episode soon, but right now I have to figure out where we're actually going.
We're going to GDC.
Yes, but I have to plug an address into this phone here so we can get on the highway.
Normally, I would say that we should just edit all this out, but I don't think that's how this podcast works.
No, here, hold this.
Okay. That's getting meta.
Man, I should just never let go. I have so much. Oh, your battery on this is about to die, too.
What, really?
It's you've only got one bar.
Oh, it said two bars this morning.
You can probably charge it here.
Oh, this is a double A.
Oh, that's not charging at all.
But
you can purchase double A batteries.
Yeah, double A. Yeah, they're pretty easy to come by.
It is a modern society where you can buy tiny toxic acid filled chunks of metal
and then punch holes in people and throw them at people.
It's sure. True. Yeah. All these things.
Punch holes in the battery, not in the people.
Oh.
Anyway.
Is that how they learn? Punch holes in the touching a little bit.
Should be
in a quarter mile, turn right onto Coliseum Way.
Good, this is going to be our special guest.
Okay, great.
What's her name?
You are on the fastest route despite heavier
than usual traffic. Cortana? You should reach your destination by
11:42. That was the computer in the AI in Halo.
It's also the AI in every Windows 10 that is competing with Siri.
She came first in Halo.
I did ask Cortana what her favorite video game was, and she said Halo.
She said hello?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's the only thing she can say. That's how she passed the Turing test. Are we supposed to introduce ourselves on this podcast?
If you want, yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to GDC with Justin Bortnick, who's doing writing on Frog Fractions. Yeah. And with Rachel Sala, who's doing art on Frog Fractions. So
it's like 80% of the company in this car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
spoilers
true.
On the last 20%.
Which is weird, because there are only three, and that doesn't divide you.
Yeah, he's like only two-thirds of a person.
Yeah, it's true.
That's racist.
Oh. I'm a full person, then? I feel so special now.
Well, women were constitutionally not allowed to vote at all, so...
Okay, we're not talking about that anymore.
All right. Good call. All right, so we're getting on the freeway up here, right?
Yeah, make a right onto 880.
880? And we'll go into the city. Okay.
So I just navigated to Moscone.
Okay.
So the first topic, this train hot dog, is where should we park when we get to San Francisco? So I'm just going to Google that.
Okay.
Because that's how train hot dog works, if you didn't know.
Yes.
And why would you? Because no one listens to it.
That's not true.
There's definitely at least one guy I know who told me that he listens to it.
Yeah, no, that's true for me as well. I feel bad for those people.
I
closed the map application. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They must have an empty hole in their lives if they need to fill it with train hot dog.
Yeah, let's just keep shitting on the only listeners. That's good.
No.
I find that makes them like you more.
Uh-huh, okay.
It's this weird Stockholm syndrome. They're already listening to this, right? They can't escape.
You don't know that. We're going to flood them with...
It's not like we're going to... It's not like we can make it any worse than the episodes with all the train noises.
Yeah, or other noises. Sometimes there's a dude yelling in the background.
Oh, yeah, hear that car go! Yeehaw! Pedal to metal, going 40 miles an hour.
The roar of the Prius.
Yes! Yeah. The mighty engine.
Welcome to Prius Hot Dog.
This episode is brought to you by Toyota. Take home a Prius today.
We need to set up an Amazon affiliate link so that people can buy the Prius via our affiliate link.
Can you buy a car from Amazon?
I don't know.
You could buy a self-driving car from Amazon.
You might need Prime.
Oh, right. And they drive it to you.
Right.
And then you have to drive them back to their factory.
Yeah. You get on 980 in 3 miles.
Okay.
So where are we going to park?
Good question.
Well, I say not Moscone Center. parking center that, because there's never anything in there. Yeah, it's always
there was a totally a parking lot that we liked.
Yeah,
like
it was like 2 miles. It was like not 2 miles away. It was like several blocks away.
It wasn't too far. Yeah.
2 miles
yeah.
is a long way to walk.
It's not 2 miles. I say that and I forget that I'm actually using my feet, not my car.
Right.
It was about 3 blocks.
Yeah.
And it was good. And it didn't cost too much. But what's it called? It's a mystery.
Yeah. So
I really have to pull up my credit card statements from last year.
Oh, that's a really good idea. But first,
like, I mean, I'd rather not do that.
Yeah, read out your credit card number
okay,
and
let's
number.
Let's definitely do that. But first, rider mail.
Oh, do we have rider mail?
No. No, we don't.
More riders, please.
What's rider mail?
Rider mail is when
Murph from the Space Coast writes it.
It's usually Murph from the Space Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when someone calls the Twinbeard hotline and leaves a message.
Mm. Okay.
And then Google's automatic voice transcription software sends me an email, and I read the email aloud on the podcast.
Ah.
And it's always mangled English because the transcription software is terrible, and also, like, it's on the phone. Anyway.
Those are all excellent ideas in my mind, so, do we have any?
2 miles, use the right 2 lanes to take exit 42A for I-980 toward California 20.
So, I'm currently looking at, like, a physical map. Not a physical map, but, like, just looking at the map view near Moscone and, like, trying to backtrack.
Moscone sounds like a gangster.
Sure.
Like a mobster, like, in an old crime movie.
Like Mascarpone. Like Al Mascarpone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Was it the Sutter Building?
It might have been. That's Sutter Park Construction. That sounds really familiar. Just angle for that and see what happens.
Is that the building that Sutter Kane donated the money for?
Yeah, big sexy parking lot. Oh, baby.
And then went nuts?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if my life's accomplishment was building a parking stretch in downtown San Francisco, I'd go nuts, too.
Thanks to you guys,
I just searched for Sutter Kane instead of Sutter Parking, so.
Sutter Kane, that's a good movie, though.
Never seen it.
Oh,
it's worth seeing.
It's like The Thing, but better.
The Thing?
Yeah, you know.
John Carpenter's The Thing?
Yeah, John Carpenter's In the Mouth of Madness is the third movie in the trilogy that The Thing is the first movie in.
The Thing is great.
Yeah, I'm told that everybody but me likes The Thing better, but I like In the Mouth of Madness better.
Yeah, I have the...
Because
the
I think it's...
The practical effects of The Thing are like...
Oh, well, that's just a John Carpenter thing in general.
Yeah, but did you remember the
Sutter
scene?
Stockton. It's Sutter Stockton.
Bam, we did it. Rufus, I can't high-five you because I'm driving.
Did you see the original movie that The Thing was a remake of?
No.
So it's called The Thing from Another World.
Uh-huh.
So imagine the same movie, but the alien... Like, they find it in the ice. It doesn't come from the Norwegian base.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a plant, and it can't shapeshift. And once it thaws out and is violent, they lock it in a room and then spend the remaining hour of the movie talking about what to do with it. And then they electrocute it to death because that's what they decide to do with it.
I would just skip to the conversation because that's the interesting part of that movie.
Well,
from your description.
You know how there's tension in The Thing? Like, who's an imposter and who's not?
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that, but with no tension, because they know what the alien is, and they've just locked it in a room.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I think the conversation is probably the most interesting part.
The conversation is mostly, well, this is an important discovery for, you know, like, science and stuff.
Oh, well, fuck that movie.
And then the military's like, yeah, but it'll kill us if we let it. They're like
the military for once was in favor of killing something, because in almost every movie, like, the military-industrial complex is all like, yes, we can capture this and torture it and make it into a weapon. You're like, oh, that works all the time.
The scientist character wants to keep it alive because it's the greatest discovery in the history of mankind. And then the military is like, no, because it'll strangle us if we... And then the scientist is like, I'm going to let it free. And then he lets it free. And he walks up to it and is like, hey, we don't want to hurt you. We want to be your friends. And it strangles him. And then the military.
West, right?
Yeah.
Alrighty, A West.
Don't see this movie.
Yeah, okay. You've convinced me. I find that sci-fi, even modern sci-fi, is like...
50s. 50
Yeah, even modern sci-fi I find to be really, like, just covering the same themes over and over again, like, are robots really human? Like, okay, we haven't fucking figured that out yet. Fuck you.
News at 11.
Well, yeah. Is it definitely Mad Max sci-fi?
Sort of.
It's the future.
It's got sci-fi trappings, but it's really more of an action movie.
I mean, it is an action movie.
You could have a sci-fi action movie.
It doesn't lean on premise, like, sci-fi premises like
so
that.
So here's the thing. Science fiction has to manifest an anxiety that is present in the current cultural climate.
No, that's true.
So does Mad Max do that?
Yeah, environmentalism and shit.
Yeah, we're gonna.
There you go.
The world.
And just like you heard.
Their bones.
I like how during the the
costume designer worked on it at the Oscars.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the Oscars. I
no, but she came up and she was like, you know, Mad Max could be real someday.
What a hero! I heard everyone was glaring at her. She was wearing like a rhinestone studded jacket she made herself, which.
Oh yeah, fuck. No, she was dressed. She was dressed.
Oh, jeez. This is shit.
This is cash only, man.
Yeah, I have cash. Don't you have cash?
I do, cleared actually. My cash this
only,
morning.
Yeah, I mean it should be around like $6 to get across the bridge.
She was dressed like a costume designer.
Good. I'm glad she did that. So we're in some stupid
dress. We're stopped, which means that they're actually going to be able to understand what we're saying. Say something clever.
I already did. I said she was dressed like a costume designer.
They did. That's very clever. Uh-huh. I'll say what everyone wants to hear. Butts.
Good. That's a clue.
I've heard that they were disappointed because there's been a lack of butts and clues.
I aim to please.
All right, so
I know your audience.
While you can hear me, the premise of this is that we're going to be recording a podcast, a train hot dog, going to and from GDC all week today. This week.
That's two episodes a day.
Two episodes a day, and I will be releasing one of these a month in lieu of the usual train hot dog episode. And even though that's not technically a year, I'm just going to say it'll make GDC last all year.
Well, it'll last until the end of this year. That's all year, right?
It's all of this, sure.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to bring to you, the listener. Where's the applause? No, the listeners have to...
No! I am a listener.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm listening right now.
You know what would be really cool is if we had a different special guest every
like, instead of just Cortana every time.
Yeah, but if it like, oh, today driving in our car with us is Mark Rosewater.
Oh, we should have just had one of you two not talk. And then
I've been a different person every time.
Yeah.
I would need to talk though because I need directions.
Can you do any funny voices?
Yes.
Is that the funny voice?
Hey! Harsh, bro. Harsh.
I'm just asking. Simple question.
I can be British if you need me to.
Oh no, okay. I can't do that.
Today we have special guest noted Britishman.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Buffalo Cumberbund.
I did once fool British people into thinking I was also British, so I guess that means that my accent is legitimate enough.
Yeah, that's cool. I think they knew.
They asked me where I was from, and I said, Kent. And they were like, oh.
I think that's a place in Britain.
They were like, oh, that you definitely have that Kent accent. That's what they said.
Why is this?
I think they knew.
Why is this
I don't
so
know.
Shitty?
Everybody's going to GDC.
It's 10 a.m.
Yeah, no, we're...
Yeah,
the,
everyone...
10, I mean 11. 11:20, because that's off by an hour. I don't know how to fix it.
Oh.
You probably hit the clock button.
There is no clock button.
You say that, but there's also a giant
listeners,
button
if you know how to fix a clock in a Prius, write in, and this car will already have been returned to the rental lot.
This isn't a rental.
Technically, yes.
I mean, did you pay for it?
No.
That's not a rental. It's a loaner.
Yeah. To the loaner lot.
Just letting hairs grow.
I'm pretty sure
it still goes back to a rental lot.
Like a drifter, it was born to drive alone.
Now I've got that stuck in my head. Bastard.
I like that song. That's the only song by Whitesnake I know.
You know, it's
really?
An okay song.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining,
actually. It was fun to play in Rock Band.
Uh-huh. But every song was fun to play in Rock
Band.
That
is not true. There was that one Beastie Boys song.
Sabotage?
That song's really fun to play in rock.
That's my favorite. That's how I made friends last year at the Folsom. At the Foundry.
At Folsom Prison.
No, it's at Folsom.
Folsom Street Fair.
Foundry is on Folsom Street. But anyway, I totally was, like, really drunk, and then they're playing that, and I came up just like, I'm singing Sabotage! And I, like, muscled my way up there and rocked it. And then I
muscled
made friends.
Muscled your way up, eh?
Good.
And then it was good. It was good shit. And then we all were all like, oh shit, your phone's dead. We can't actually get back. We can't summon a lift. We walked to the Tenderloin at 1 a.m., so we bunched up together.
Look at all these switches on the back.
Yeah.
Swap it from WAV to M3.
Don't swap that one.
I could also change the audio levels. Turn on low cut. That's my favorite type of top.
Can I see that for a second? I want to make sure I hit record. Yeah, I did. Okay.
Okay, that's good. Those fat pigeons. They're so fat. Why are we in this terrible line?
The other...
Peters, if you look to the left, you'll see some pigeons.
The other thing about this podcast is that's different is that I'm recording it using a field recorder instead of my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's got better surround sound.
Yeah, you can hear. You can actually hear to the left unless I... convert to mono during production, which I probably will.
Well, we are all evenly distributed in a pentagram, but it's more of a triangle because there are only three of us.
Uh-huh. We define a plane together.
Yeah, or a circle at least.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or a triangle. What other things are defined by 3 points? This is a three-body problem.
That's what that means.
Doesn't it rain every day in San Francisco? Isn't that one of the things that makes people like this city?
You're thinking Seattle.
I've never been to Seattle.
Oh, Seattle's pretty cool.
All I know is that there are Attle there that people go to see.
There are what?
They see the Attle.
Yeah.
What's an Attle?
It's what happens when you're confused.
Yeah, no, that's true. When you're addled, you're mentally confused. When you go to Seattle, you see the Attle. I can't believe I understood that and you didn't. Like, I'm pun blind.
California poppies.
That's cool. Listeners, to the left, you can hear some California poppies.
Yes, you can hear them.
To the right, you can see some California raisins.
They sound like Rice Krispies.
I know that poppies will make you sleep. That's what I learned from The Wizard of Oz. Wasn't there a Seinfeld episode where Elaine tested positive for drugs because she ate too many poppy seed bagels at once or something?
Yep.
Sure, that sounds like one of those.
I mean, completely fictitious.
How many poppy seeds would you need to eat to test positive for opium? That should be the train hot dog topic.
Oh, we were going to look up how do you find the difference between a lake and a pond?
Right. Yeah, how do you tell the difference between a lake and a pond?
All
right.
Let's do this one. What's the difference between a lake and a pond? There we go. Swipe fucked up finally on that sentence. Okay. I was waiting for that. That's always the hot dog highlight. Difference between a pond and a lake. Here's differencebetween.com. Are you looking over my shoulder?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to just read this to you.
Okay.
Differencebetween.com is probably a gold mine.
Difference between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
What is their differing stance on robot apocalypse?
That was a good one. That was actually my favorite one.
The two that you linked were pretty good.
Yeah.
So. Well, I didn't understand the second one. Is it indicating that Bernie is a chocolate thief and Hillary likes knitting?
What was the joke?
Well, the joke was, cookies.
Yes, right. Yes, the tins, because, like, as a child, I don't know if you ever did this, you open those tins, and sometimes they had cookies in them, and sometimes they had sewing equipment in them.
Yeah, we only one time ever had cookies in that one, and then it was full of sewing equipment for the rest of my life. And I've never actually seen another one of those tins filled with cookies, so as far as I can tell, they don't exist.
Right.
Just, they manifest in all, like, of European descent households as sewing materials. There's never actually cookies. You're like maybe gifted one ever in your life, and you eat them,
and then
they're gone.
Sewing materials.
Yeah, you wear sewing materials.
Exactly. Yes. It's like Altoids tin and Arduino electronics projects.
I used to keep
like,
all the.
Sometimes you open those tins and there's Altoids in them, and sometimes you open them. Oh, there's some circuit boards.
I used to keep all of the little weapons that my Star Wars toys came with in one Altoids tin.
That's delightful.
What kind of a Arduino have you used that was small enough to fit an Altoids tin?
The type that is inside of Octobo, clearly. You should go to playoctobo.com where you can learn all about Octobo, the delightful octopus friend. This episode brought to you by Octobo.
Visit our affiliate link before buying your Octobo.
Yeah.
Alright, differencebetween.com says, posted on September 6th, 2011, September 11th, by Koshal, Pond versus Lake.
I can't believe they were writing stuff on the internet instead of remembering.
Ooh, what, huh?
I'm making a 9/11 joke!
Oh, I get it, yeah.
It's too soon.
All of that month in 2011 was just dedicated to remembering.
I like this license plate in front of us. 2014, stop! That was a bad year for that guy.
Last week I recorded a podcast, a Train Hot Dog podcast, that was about a license plate that said DST down the side, and it was weird. Anyway. Everybody thought I was talking about daylight savings time for some reason. The difference between a pond and a lake mainly exists in the structure of each water body and the condition of the water in it. Water occurs on the surface of the earth in the shape of many types of water bodies, such as oceans, seas, rivers, creeks. This is like the Wikipedia definition of water.
No, because if it were Wikipedia, it would all be in past tense.
That's true. Water was. Water occurred on the surface of the galaxy. There seems to be no confusion about rivers, seas, and oceans, but two water bodies that are very similar to each other and make it difficult for people to name them. This guy cannot write.
No.
Are ponds and lakes. Sometimes it seems that people name them as ponds or lakes arbitrarily without knowing the differences between a pond and a lake. This article tries to take a closer look at these two bodies, water bodies, that are either natural or man-made.
Did you say water bodies of water?
No. Maybe I said that, but...
I was hoping that he had written
let's
that.
Let's go to the replay, guys. Don't actually push a button. You want to play with those switches in the back?
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah, low cut is a bass filter, but I got better off doing that on...
That's how you get rid of all of the wubs, right? So here's what you
only
do.
The lowest part of the wubs.
Can I put on some dance music? I can do that.
We
would get content ID'd when we put it on YouTube.
Oh, that'd be shitty.
Toyota's already going to content ID us when they hear the engine noises.
Yeah. I was going to say, you shouldn't release this. You should take this MP3 and remix it into a dubstep remix. Release that.
Just take the you saying wub wub and then, like, paste it 20 times, like, 200 times more like.
That's, like, more like a frog sound.
Take frog saying all the frog noises from all the different countries and paste them 20 times.
Oh, yeah. This will have two audio channels, so...
Yeah, it's true. We'll be reasonably separate. Well, there's going to be a lot of bleed, but... Small bodies of still water, certainly smaller than seas and rivers and ponds, are lakes... Wait. Are ponds and lakes, sorry.
Are ponds and lakes?
Yes.
Question mark?
These are craters full of water, completely surrounded by land on all sides. The only difference, and that too is vague and undefined, and lies in their size. What is a lake? The lake is a water body fully surrounded by land. When it comes to size, it is said that lakes are larger in size than ponds, but there is no standard size that defines a water body as a lake or a pond. Some experts say that if the surface area of the water body is larger than 2 acres, it qualifies to be called a lake. But there is no unison among experts from all parts of the world who accept size as a criterion in deciding a lake or pond. Let us take some other factors. These are some good factors, you guys.
Oh, like how 3 is a factor of 9?
Yeah. Yeah, frog factors.
Frog-in factors.
Who's gonna... Who's $4? I mean, I do, but...
All right. Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where we look for $4. Do business cards count as a buck? Because I brought them this year.
Ooh! There's so many of the ones from, like, 2 years
John, ago. I got a 5.
John Capella's Big Buck Hunter.
I've got a 5. Okay?
That's fine. They'll give us a change.
Sure.
I was really, really interested in making a joke about James Pond, the old Sega character. But,
yeah. I got these cards printed for the GDC of 2013.
Right, when we did the Kickstarter.
Yeah. No, that was next year.
Oh, okay.
Are these the business cards that have secret codes written on them that nobody ever figured out?
Oh, they figured it out eventually.
Well, it's because they got it from another source, right?
Yes, it is. That is what.
I remember Zach mentioning, I guess that was the GDC where you met Zach, I think?
I think I met Zach at Great America.
He mentioned that you gave him a business card and that it had a code on it, but that it wasn't the same code as somebody else's, and they briefly considered seeking out everybody at the conference that you had given a card to try to piece it together, but then discounted that as dumb.
Oh, that was not dumb. That's exactly what they should have done.
This van over here is dragging a piece of plastic attached to their wheel.
That's
and
good.
It's stressing me out.
That's
Readers,
good.
If you
That's
look to the front, you'll see a piece of plastic.
That's like when you like trail toilet paper out of the toilet bathroom with on your foot.
Yeah, I've never actually seen that happen to anybody ever.
Me either.
Okay, so there's a smart car right over there.
What's smart about it?
I don't know. So how is that legal?
It's not
in
called
terms
a cute
of
car.
Just like crumple room and safety. If you got
they're actually
a crash.
Really dense. Like this is actually a really light car. You can tell it's all like plasticky and stuff. The smart cars are actually pretty dense. They don't get great gas mileage.
I totally. It's like how if they put wheels on the black box in the airplane, it would survive every crash.
So that's pretty much what it is. It's made out of black box material.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you drive it, you have to be black bagged.
I haven't heard that one.
It's what happens when you're a government dissident.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's...
Why is it such shitty traffic?
Did you see that thing that I liked that was the Data Tank anime game? Where you go to tank school as a young military recruit. You learn that it's not a school where you learn to drive a tank, it's a school for tanks.
I didn't see that.
One of like six different tanks to date.
That sounds pretty good.
It's I think $1 on Steam right now. And it's got some pretty good description, like date one of six tanks.
Is one of the bullet points, is this Frog Fractions 2?
No, but it could have been. It's definitely a parody of, like, high school dating sims.
Those are the worst.
Somebody told me that that there are only two endings, and in one you're executed, and in the other you're put in a gulag.
That's perfect. That sounds great.
No winning.
I would pay $1 for that.
Yep, that sounds about... Yeah.
It had overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam.
Taylor by Wu. At the asymmetric party yesterday was telling me about a game that they played that was on PS4.
Okay.
That was, I think it was called, like, Attack Zajeda, where Zajeda is spelled almost like the character from Dragon Ball.
Vegeta.
Yeah.
Virginia?
Yeah. That they were convinced... was Frog Fractions 2.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
But I made the description made me desperately want to play that game.
What's that subscription?
It was just like a bunch of like it was apparently just a really poorly designed platformer where like
certainly sounds like Frog Fractions 2.
It is the sort of game that is okay, next part of the description.
Uh-huh.
There's a one-up at the beginning of the game. That you can get and then quit the game and come back and your lives stay the same, so you can just quit the game and get started again and get that one up over and over again. And they had to do this in order to finish the game. That is exactly the sort of thing that I would do.
You have to burn the rope.
It's not called you have to quit the game and get enter it back to get the one up over and over again. That would have been a good title though, but I think it wouldn't have fit on the PlayStation Store. Anyway, there was more to the description, but that's the part I remember.
Yeah, that's the important part, really. So,
Brianna Wu told you this?
Taylor by Wu.
Oh, okay.
No, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
What was crazy
Jonathan Swift?
Jonathan Blow. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I thought that the rules were we had to alternate first names and last names, but now you've broken it.
I didn't know we had rules.
Well, that's just how the pattern was going for like five or six people.
Okay.
But I don't know anybody else with the last name Blow.
Yeah, me
either.
I don't
think it's a real last name. I think it's probably like a stage name, you know, like Vin Diesel.
You should tell him that.
Yeah, you should run up to him in the street.
I don't know what he looks like.
Well, he's not going to be at GDC.
He probably ran away from me. Didn't he run away from you that one time you tried to talk to him and he just like scampered
enough.
Kinda.
He made that game, The Witness, which has some really good audio logs in it.
Oh, yeah, I played that great new game called, The Raid, which I think he made. Many, you know.
You played it?
I'm still working on it.
Okay, okay.
Braid?
I'm still working on it.
You haven't finished Braid? It only takes you, like, 15 minutes to play through that whole game.
No, it doesn't.
I think the speed run is more than that.
It's a very short game.
All right. The world record is definitely more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's a filthy lie.
I think it takes about an hour to go through, because there's an achievement for beating it in, like, an hour and 15 minutes.
That is also a speed run, though. Like,
yep. Right, but don't you just automatically speedrun every game you're in?
No.
From the start?
No.
You've seen us play Dark Souls.
Only the ones I like.
Man.
I'm excited for Dark Souls 3 because I can make Laura play it.
Yeah.
And then I can watch her.
Yeah.
I've got a couple prerequisites for Dark Souls 3 being good, and one of them is the Mask of the Father of Mihira Turn.
What does that one do?
It lets you be Giant Dad.
Really?
Yeah, you have to. That's the prerequisite. It's a very specific build that you have to roll a thief because it's the only stat distribution that allows you to successfully giant dad. And you wear Mask of the Father, Giant's Armor, and Two-Handed Zweihander, and put all of your stats into, like, strength, endurance, and health. And you could just stunlock people in PvP forever if they're bad.
Oh, so Giant Dad is a build, not like... Like, be Giant Dad wasn't like a plot point that was written into the game.
No, Giant Dad is a min-max PvP build.
Gotcha.
That
yes.
Wears the Mask of the Father because it looks super goofy.
Okay, so, that's all. It's not because of the stat it gives you.
I think it might give you, like, minor stamina.
I think
regen
or
something.
It gives you, like,
but you wear it because you look like goofs. You look super goofy.
Sure, it's pretty goofy. The other thing that I thought was interesting that I've seen. Well, there are a bunch of interesting Dark Souls PvP videos I've seen.
Uh-huh.
But the one that was most striking to me was dual-wielding Smough's hammer.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's also good. I like the guy... Have you seen the Bloodborne PvP videos where... Did you meet Patches in Bloodborne? Did you finish it?
No, I only played that for an hour. Okay. I still got
But you know who Patches is because he's in every...
He's in World of Warcraft, right?
Yeah, he's like a big abomination that you kill.
No, that's Stitches. That's Stitches.
You're right.
Patches, remember in Grave of Saints he kicks you down a pit?
Oh, I haven't gotten that far.
Oh, okay. Well, spoilers.
I need to play.
Spoilers, I guess.
I need to finish Dark Souls. Then I need to finish Bloodborne. Then I can play Dark Souls 3.
What about you're just going to skip Dark Souls 2?
Yeah, fuck that one.
That one's fun. I like it. It's got the best multiplayer.
Oh, good question.
Anyway, Patches is a character. Patches the Hyena is a character that appears in many From Software games. And he always...
2C, Fremont Street.
Dicks you over in some way and then apologizes and like gives you something in an apology.
Did you say that was in
Grave of Saints? No, not Grave of Saints. That's in Dark Souls 2. Tomb of Giants.
Okay, yeah, I haven't been to the Tomb of Giants yet. What's the one right before the Tomb of Giants?
The Catacombs.
Yeah, that's... Okay, yeah.
Anyway, in Bloodborne, he's a giant spider that will, if you get too close to a ledge, just push you into a pit full of horrible enemies. And so there are PvP videos of people joining for co-op and then just beckoning people to stand in the right place where Patches bowls you over. And then laughing at them as they die.
Sure. Yeah.
It's good. Good. That's real Souls. Real Souls PvP-manship.
Yeah.
Yep.
I gotta figure out how to take my PS4 offline so I don't have to deal with assholes.
Did you... the guy who invented the... I don't know if he invented it. The guy who made the famous Giant Dad video has a bunch of funny PvP videos. Like one where he, stands around in Anor Londo wearing full Silver Knight armor and just never moves and continually gets invaded and invaders just run past him because he looks like a...
Sure.
Looks like an NPC. I've seen that one.
It's pretty good.
There's also a similar one, I think, for the first one. But...
That is the first one.
Okay. Maybe it's the second one, but I don't know. I've never played them.
Yep. Oh, man, there's the cruise ship.
Oh, boy.
Is that the ship that they're using for Pirates of the Pirates of the GDC?
Huh? I don't know.
I really want to do that.
That's a pun, right?
No, that's a real thing. It's on Wednesday.
Joke. Really?
Yeah, it's a thing on Wednesday. It's a cruise around the bay on a cruise ship for like 3 or 4 hours. Tickets are $600. I can't go, but I would like to go. It's just like a networking thing.
That sounds like for people who have $600. Yeah.
It's a networking thing for executives.
That sounds about right.
Why don't they just go in like a fancy bar? They have really expensive bars.
Yes, but they also have a cruise ship, which I assure you has a fancy bar in it. And you also get to be on a cruise around San Francisco's bay.
Turn left onto Fremont Street. Alright, gotta cross my way over. Why is people so shitty?
I like how that billboard is half for Disney's The Jungle Book, half for Disney's Utopia, and does not contain the full title of either on it because it's split down the middle.
Was that like, does it look like it was on purpose? I didn't see this billboard.
I don't know. It looks like it just got half covered with the old thing, and then they were just like, whatever. People know what both these things are. Then we can advertise both.
Right.
They can lift Fremont, right?
Let's see.
I kind of want to see the new Jungle Book live action movie. It looks bad, but the cast is new.
You gotta navigate.
Oh, man.
Turn left onto Fremont Street.
All right, left
onto the left 2 lanes to turn left onto
and then
Howard
left Street. Again onto Howard immediately.
Okay, that works.
I think I have a cousin named Howard.
And,
is it his street?
What, roughly, how far is it to Sutter Stockton?
Via Howard Street and 3rd Street, which save?
10 minutes.
Okay. Should I just drop you off? We're reading it.
Use the left 2 lanes to turn left onto Howard Street.
It'll be fine.
Okay, I just feel guilty being late and whatever. But it's mostly my fault this morning.
It's fine.
So, okay.
It's fine.
Cool. If you look to the left, you can see the future home of First Republic, which I think is a bank.
It looks like one. Or,
It says member FDIC on it. It's a bank.
Oh, boy.
Can I be a member of the FDIC?
Are you a bank?
No.
It's only banks.
Is it really?
What if you're a tiny bank?
Yeah, because the FDIC is just an insurance program for banks.
What if, like, I'm borrowing money from somebody?
No, they have to be a certified bank.
What if I have a certificate?
Do you know what the FDIC does?
It insures banks.
Okay, more than that. Other than the fact that I just said that.
No.
The FDIC, so, you know, it's...
Hey, I already knew about the FDIC. I already knew it insured banks, thank you.
Okay.
I'm a CEO.
So the way it works is that if your bank goes under, the FDIC will insure your money that was in the bank and reimburse you up to
$100,000 per person,
Right, that's what they do.
Yeah, so what if I want to, like... What if I just lose the money I'm borrowing from
somebody?
Are you
going to pay every year for your FDIC membership?
How much?
Probably a lot of money, given that it's the thing that they offer to banks.
Yeah, well, I want to see a figure. Turn right on the 3rd.
Okay, tell you what, I'll pull out my phone.
How soon is that?
In next block.
Ah, damn it.
Not this light.
Okay.
Next light.
Okay.
FDIC membership price.
I'll see my way over.
Thank you.
Hold on. I can look this up.
This is cool. The listeners are going to want to know about this, too. The riders.
There's the center. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Why is that guy honking? Everybody's in a red light.
No, it's a green light now. That's why.
FDIC Deposit. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
It's a corporation? Yep. I didn't know that.
It's owned by the government, though.
Going over.
Still.
Okay, we're turning right up here, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. All rates below are annual and are in basis points, which are cents per $100 of assessment base.
Assessment? Like...
It looks like they have a sliding scale depending on what your risk category is for how much you pay.
I would be pretty high. Do they have individual and, like, below that, do they have, like, kind of shady individual?
So, okay, all rates are below our annual and are in basis points, which are cents per $100 assessment base.
Okay, but I don't have my phone on me.
Really? Why not?
It's in the back.
You are out of battery on this thing. It's flashing and empty. So
I have my phone, it's just in my bag, which is in the back seat.
Okay, well, we're about to, let's see if it lasts until the end of the podcast.
Well, if you can give me instructions from here, I can do it.
Oh, let's just drive. That's cool.
It's 5 minutes away, right? So
7 minutes.
7 and 5 are the same number.
They're, They're closer than 150 and 2,000 for sure.
So, but 7 and 5 are the same number for statistically large values of 5 and statistically small values of 7.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
That, it's not a joke, it's true.
I've that, heard that.
That is a real math fact.
I've heard that joke.
You say joke, but it is a true story about math.
Is that a pun?
No, it is a real way that numbers function in math.
What does it say, Kearney Street? Like a what?
Continue. It'll be diagonal. Okay. It'll be diagonal to the right.
Okay. I'm an English major. I know a lot about math. Okay.
That's cool. That's why we pay you the big bucks.
Yeah. What am I gonna start seeing those big bucks?
We've talked about this.
Yep.
You get them on the back end.
Yeah. I do like back ends of things.
Like butt joke.
Yeah, it is.
In part. It's also a old man Murray joke.
Man, old man Murray.
Oh man. You remember old? Well, because you're an honorary '90s kid. Old Man Murray was a video game comedy website from, like, 2001.
Oh, I don't think the internet back then.
Yeah.
Honorary 90s kid?
Justin apparently, like, has all the same cultural touchstones as me, despite being 10 years younger.
Ha.
I think more than 10 years, actually.
I'm, like, 30 years younger than you.
Yeah, so I hired a 4-year-old to work a 6-year-old, sorry. Apparently I'm 34 again, that's cool. I hired a 6-year-old to work on Frog Fractions, too.
I was pretty weird when I was 6, probably would've been a good writer.
Yeah, you get some AxeCop.
Yeah, I was gonna say, AxeCop is the direct result of that, and it's wildly successful. Oh, it made more money than Frog Fractions has.
Much more.
AxeCop was not my style of personal storytelling as a small child.
I don't know, I wouldn't want it to be exactly that. Your own thing.
Oh, it would have been my own thing. It would have been very something.
Alright, so.
Weird kid, so.
Invent a time machine.
Okay.
Or just have a kid.
Oh boy. I mean, I'll get right on that, you know?
Alright.
It's really easy to have a kid. I'm just gonna...
I've heard that. People do it accidentally.
Yeah, all the time.
You know that, actually, accidental pregnancies are at a 30-year low in the United States this year.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out birth control works and people like it.
And abortions.
Yeah.
No, see, if you're having an abortion, it's already an accidental pregnancy.
Oh, good point. I bet accidental childbirth is even lower.
Does accidental childbirth exist?
I mean, haven't you seen that I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant show where people just are... They pop up babies all the time, apparently had no idea, which shocks me. I'm like, how would you not feel it kicking and that you gain, like, 30 pounds?
Maybe they thought that, like, it was the fish dinner they'd had earlier.
For 6 months.
They keep having the fish dinner.
Every night, well, I keep eating the same fish.
All right, do we look, like, really low on battery now?
Yeah. We're also 40 minutes in.
That's cool. It's a 40-minute... we can split it in half, and then it can go all to next year as well.
Well, because we don't have a... We're not going to have battery to record all the way back, so...
Yeah,
we can purchase batteries.
Yeah, no, we can totally do that, even on the way.
Well, it's not actually that long. It's about a 20-minute drive. For whatever reason, they just... Traffic sucked on...
In 800 feet, use the left 2 lanes to turn left onto Sutter Street.
Oh, I just got an email from...
Thanks, Cortana.
Games Supergiant.
Games Supergiant?
Is that a lot of cups.
That sounds like a phishing attack to me.
That's the way that Google organizes their names, because it puts last name first.
Whoa, that cop is just like, talk to the hand.
Yeah, he was being pretty sassy.
Alright,
they want you to know that the new deluxe double LP set of the Transistor original soundtrack is now available on vinyl.
We've got 4 minutes left in this trip, but listeners, I'm going to have to drop you off here. Because the battery is just about to die, and I want there to be
a
sign off.
It's 7-Eleven. You can grab some lunch or something.
Yeah. Go get yourself a big gulp. Hoagie. All right, everybody, say goodbye.
That's something else we should talk about. Do you call them hoagies or grinders or heroes?
They don't exist here. They're subs.
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 Okay.
Let's sink some subs.
Yep.
Good night,
Battleship.
Everyone.
Good night.
Justin, come on.
It's like 11 in the morning.
Come on.
Good night.
Say good night. Say something.
I did.
Okay, good enough.